From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A top U.S. official says al-Qaeda is taking advantage of the turmoil in Yemen. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday that al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen is taking advantage of fighting between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces to seize territory in the country that has struggled for stability since its former leader was pushed from office in 2012. Carter told reporters during a visit to Japan that the crisis in Yemen has made U.S. efforts to counter al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula more difficult and that such operations are easier when there is a stable government.
The terrorism threat to the West, including the United States, from AQAP, is a longstanding and serious one. That one we will keep combating. We obviously will change the way we do that in accordance with the circumstances there. Obviously, we hope that order is restored to Yemen, not only for that reason, but because there's a lot of suffering going on in Yemen as these fluid battles and these different groups go back and forth.
Carter also said the U.S. is providing Saudi Arabia with intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance information to help the coalition of forces battling the Houthis. While in Japan, Secretary Carter vowed to expand defense collaboration with Japan as he held talks with his Japanese counterparts Wednesday in Tokyo. Carter was on the first day of a three-day visit during which the two sides will renegotiate the defense cooperation guidelines between Washington and Tokyo. The trip is also meant to highlight the two countries' long-standing military alliance, a key part of the attempt by the White House to refocus its priorities on Asia. This is VOA News. A white police officer in the southeastern U.S. state of South Carolina has been arrested and charged with murder in the shooting death of an unarmed black man that was caught on video. The shooting of 50-year-old Walter Scott last Saturday in the city of North Charleston occurred after he was pulled over by Officer Michael Slager for driving with a broken taillight. The video, taken by a bystander with a cell phone camera, shows Slager firing several times at Scott, who was running away from Slager. After Scott fell to the ground after the final shot, Slager walked over to Scott and handcuffed him, and then returned to the spot where he opened fire. The officer picked up something from the ground, walked back to Scott's body, and dropped the object next to him. Slager initially said he opened fire after Scott had taken his electronic stun gun during a scuffle. The unidentified witness who took the video turned it over to Scott's family. A lawyer for the family turned the video over to the New York Times, which posted it on its website on Tuesday. A South Korean activist says he has launched balloons carrying thousands of copies of the Hollywood film The Interview into North Korea. The film, which depicts a fictional CIA plot to kill North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, was included in the balloons along with anti-Pyongyang leaflets. Lee Min Bak, a North Korean defector turned activist, says he sent the balloons in four separate launches. The most recent occurred Saturday. The North strongly opposes such launches. In fact, last October, it shot at some of the balloons, triggering a brief exchange of fire with Seoul forces. The South Korean government has urged activists to refrain from sending the balloons, but says the launches are an act of free speech. Some South Koreans living near the border have complained the activists are putting local residents' lives at risk by making them potential targets. The White House acknowledged Tuesday that the classified computer systems at the U.S. presidential manor were vulnerable to hackers. Top presidential advisor Ben Rhodes made the remarks in response to media reports that Russian hackers got access to sensitive White House information, such as President Barack Obama's private schedule. Rhodes wouldn't comment that, confirm that sensitive information was accessed or comment on where the threat originated, but he did say there's always vulnerability. A former mayor of the major eastern Chinese city of Nanjing has been sentenced to 15 years in prison on corruption charges as President Xi Jinping's anti-graft crackdown continues to gather steam. Ji Jian also was fined 2 million yuan for taking bribes in exchange for doling out public works contracts and arranging job transfers, according to state media. Ji's decision not to fight the charges likely resulted in his light sentence. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.